Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Louie, what'd you make of Rick tonight when things started going south for him?
Well, Rick started the game. He, throwing the ball really well. I thought he had a good rhythm, command, placing sinker and changeup well, some sliders as well. So, and then, that third inning, he gave up the homer, but that's probably like the only hard hit in that inning. And some things build up and the error cost him extra pitches there. But, Rick, it's been hunted by outings like this before where he's just throwing the ball well. It's getting, and there's some weak contacts just happening that they fall for hits and then they build up into an inning and he happens to score some runs against them. So, he's throwing the ball good, I thought. And then, that inning made everything, a little bigger, had a high pitch count, big stress inning. And that's when we went to Ramirez.
Why do you think he was unable to reach any sort of real consistency this year? It seems like, as you said, this happened a decent amount where he'd look good for a little bit of time and then he'd just have it blow up on him in one inning.
Well, there was a lot of, luck factor that you can say, with some non-hard hits balls, that happened, that went through the infield, fell in and led into big innings, besides the first outing of the season, probably that's one probably game that he had, he got hit a little bit with authority. Majority of his starts were similar to, to what I'm describing, just with, like weak hits, infield hits, bloop singles. Some of them, we saw them tonight in that same inning that built up his pitch count to a high one in that one inning. And, we saw Rick always, competing hard, pitching well, going, after batters with his stuff. And he's a great competitor. He's a great professional. And you saw the lengthy starts that he gave us at time. He was one of the few guys that gave us, seven innings, six runs, at the beginning of the season. And so, that's basically how I can describe some of his starts and the ones that didn't go probably the way we wanted.
Hi, Luis. After the second game tonight, did you have any sort of message to share with the team?
Yeah, we talked a little bit. We talked. And, we just talked about, how unfortunate it is right now, just to find out today that we weren't going to be playing past tomorrow. And, we came here with, knowing our chances, knowing what needed to happen and that we needed to take care of business here and, won the first game. And today, having the doubleheader, Jake and Porcello going, we felt pretty good about it. And after losing game one is when, everyone knew exactly what happened, but, we had to play another game going for a win. And then after that game, not getting the result as well, that's when we had the talk. I had the talk with the guys, just basically telling them that, this is, we're a lot better than that. We're a lot better than what the result was this year. We feel that we were a team that should have been in those eight seats for the playoffs, and right now our mission is, when we separate, is to go and keep getting better, in certain areas, and we'll be communicating, and we just got to show up next year and correct some of the things that kind of like stop our momentum and didn't let us get hot, you know, in this type of season. So that was kind of like the conversation. You know, it was a little bit longer than that, but you know, in those are some of the things that were said in there.
Did anybody else speak, or was it just you?
Just me.
Thank you.
Hola, Luis. Omar Guzmán, Virus Deportivo. Este no ha sido un año fácil para nadie. Este, tú asumes el cargo en sustitución de un dirigente recién nombrado que no pudo dirigir un solo juego en Grandes Ligas. Luego llega lo del COVID-19. Ahora finalmente los Metros no van a poder pasar a los playoffs. Este, dentro de todas estas cosas que uno podría decir negativas, ¿qué tú te llevas de esta temporada?
Bueno, yo aprendí bastante, Omar. Yo pienso que todos los equipos aprendieron bastante porque todos estaban en una situación similar cuando pasó lo de la pandemia. Tuvimos que aprendernos cosas nuevas porque la meta de nosotros era jugar y que todo el mundo estuviera en salud antes de jugar. Y yo pienso que aprendí bastante. Los muchachos aprendieron bastante de eso. Buscamos la manera de divertirnos, haciendo lo que nos gusta, mientras nos estábamos aprendiendo las nuevas modalidades y eso con la pandemia. Pero aprendí bastante. Y al mismo tiempo, ya cuando adoptamos rutina de esas modalidades, yo pude también aprender bastante de con los muchachos aquí, de muchas logísticas que hay en como dirigente en las grandes ligas y de la comunicación con los muchachos, con los coaches, con el gerente. Así que con no tener el resultado de pasar a los playoffs, ahora mismo nosotros podemos sacar cosas positivas que nos van a hacer crecer, incluyéndome a mí como dirigente y a los muchachos, como le dije ahorita en un mensaje que le hablé. Y lo que hay que seguir con la cabeza en alto y seguir trabajando en la cosa que tenemos que mejorar.
Gracias, Luis.
Siempre, hermano.